I glanced behind me to see the bear, now taking a few more shots in the court. So, you have references?
Yeah.
And I was a statistician for the Owls my sophomore year, and point guard for the Philadelphia Police Athletic League. 26 BAL, All-City Champions. Besides, I know about a million times more about teenage girls than you ever will.
You're hired.
I threw a thumb toward the locker room. Go introduce yourself to the Devil's Brigade. She called back. So do you think they ever even heard of Hal Greer?
I thought you might be needing a little experienced help at this point.
The Cheyenne Nation sauntered up, watching the terror as she made the corner and disappeared.
Probably a good call.
Chief Long joined us. So I heard the two of you tried to blow up this fair city last night. I saw the crater just off 27th Street when I drove in this morning.
Lolo, have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Silent A?
She thought about it. Silent A? Runs with Schiller and that bunch? I held my wrist out to her. I've got a feeling he might be circling the wagons. Louis Howard is dead. I think Jimmy Lane might have been in one of the barrels at the explosion because I found his bracelet at the warehouse.
The only one that's left in Schiller's crew is him, and this Silent A character.
That's his name? Silent A?
That's what Lane called him when I first met him, here in Billings. She reached into her pocket and pulled out a cell phone. I know a guy on the payroll of the Bureau of Indian Affairs who keeps tabs on all the juvie gangs, and Silent A sounds like a gang name to me. As she dialed, I asked, you don't happen to have an address for Schiller, do you? If I did, I'd call in an airstrike. She listened on the phone. And you're thinking that he has something to do with Jaya?
I'm thinking that he has something to do with Jeannie and Jaya, or somebody close to him does, so he's shutting everybody up for good.
She held up a finger.
Adam, this is Lowe. I'm looking for info on a guy by the name of Silent A. Call me.
She turned back to us.
He's not there, but I left a message. Louis Howard is dead?
I nodded. Shotgun at his home, or kind of home.
Why kill Louis? I mean, he was a goof, but generally harmless.
Somebody knew something, or a lot of people know something, and the only way two people keep a secret, Henry finished my thought,
is if one of them is dead.
Speaking of secrets, I hear Harriet Felton was having a relationship with Schiller. Is that correct? I turned to shrug. She's covering for him after he beat her, but that's as much as I know. If it was him that beat her, who else? I want to talk to this Silent A. I fingered the bracelet on my wrist, staring at the tiny cedar beads that were supposed to ward off spirits. The Metro Park Arena was filling up. Vic was putting the team through the paces, as Lolo Long helped and Henry and I stood there like monuments to a bygone era. Jaya appeared a little rusty, but she was passing the ball off a lot more than before, and the rest of the girls were looking good, moving the ball and making shots I hadn't seen them make. Glancing over at the Navajo Eagles, though, I had a sinking feeling. They were taller than us. They were faster than us. They were smoother than us.
They're good. Really good,
the Cheyenne Nation confided. They have won this tournament for the last 3 years running. My eyes returned to our team as Stacy Kilsday lined up and shot from the side of the foul line, and I watched as the ball missed and bounced toward me. I picked it up and handed it to her as she squinted back.
Thanks.
Tiger reappeared on the sidelines with us.
They're looking pretty good.
They got a lot better when the new coaching staff arrived.
I'm glad to hear that, he sighed. But as much as I regret it, I need to get over to Bozeman.
Stacy lined up again, but once more missed the shot. Watching her chase after the ball toward us again, I reached over and drew the glasses from Tiger's breast pocket. Do you mind? He looked at me questioningly as I scooped up the ball and handed it to Kilsey, but then stopped her by touching her shoulder. She looked up at me as I unfolded the glasses, guiding them onto her face.
Try these.
She stared at me and then glanced around as if seeing the world anew. I looked back at Tiger. Okay with you? He smiled. I and my son would be honored. We watched as she rejoined the team and sank her first shot, and then turned to us with the broadest grin I'd ever seen on her face.
I think you've got this situation under control.
Not exactly, but maybe we can hold it together till the final buzzer.
Thanks for doing this.
You bet.
He made his way out, and I watched the rapidly filling seats. I was about to turn back when I thought I saw something or someone in the stands who put a glacial freeze in my veins. I turned to the court, but then turned back again, sure that I'd seen who I thought I'd seen. My eyes stopped about halfway up the first section where Harley Wainwright and his mother, Connie, were waving at me. "Hey, coach." "Hi," I stepped toward them. "You guys decided to come to the game?" "I'm getting divorced so I can do what I want," she shrugged. "Someone dropped off an anonymous packet with me and the Rosebud County Sheriff's Department concerning my soon-to-be ex-husband's extracurricular activities." She studied me. "Any idea who that could have been?" "I can't imagine." Harley shook his head at her, and then called out as he waved to me, "Good luck!"